Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, welcome back to Blue by 90. I'm Justin, joined by Jack and Kaylin. As always, it is March 20th, and it may be the best day, weekend, like as I've experienced as a Michigan fan, all in all. Obviously, we've had some pretty good days in the past, you know, calendar year, but how about we just have a hell of a March? Great start to March Madness.
Great start. Michigan men and women undefeated. They're still in the tournament. Sparty's out. Ohio's out.
Illinois
is out. Wisconsin's out. Who's still left for the Big Ten?
All the Michigan haters are having a
Boilers. Yeah. Carrying the Big Ten right now.
Everyone's jealous.
Everyone's very jealous. And they're coming out in droves, and their jealousy, it just reeks. It reeks on social media. Everyone's down bad, down super bad, except for us. We're, you know, we stay hot. Sorry. You know, I was trying to think of like how would it feel if we like couldn't close out a game and like, you know, choked down the stretch, but I can't relate. My team just doesn't do it. Can't relate.
Well, we don't do it in the tournament. Let's say that. Big Ten tournament, choked pretty hard.
We don't really talk about it. I am focused
short on memories over here.
Yeah, I'm focused on the present. So yeah, man. This has been it. First of all, March Madness is just the best.
This might be the best one I've ever experienced.
So much fun. Obviously things are going our way, so it's awesome, but like I almost forgot, because 2020 obviously was canceled and last year was just like not the same feel at all. Mm-hmm. And then like going into this year, because we weren't playing well going into the tournament, I was not as excited as like I have been and for past March Madnesses. And then this just lived up to all of the hype and everything and just blew it out of the water. Most fun 4 days of the year, hands down.
Yeah, I gotta agree. Yeah, with you too, especially with how Michigan performed over the, you know, stretch of the regular season. You know, didn't have really high expectations at all, and for them to make it to Sweet 16 is awesome. Especially for them to make it farther than Sparty and Ohio, it's incredible.
That makes it extra sweet, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely extra sweet
because they're salty.
It's been one of those years where, like, I'll watch one game and it's like really exciting at the end, and I'm like, oh man, like I don't know if anything will compare to that. And then I'll watch the next game and I'm like, oh my God, it's the same thing.
Yep. I mean, our game yesterday was just absolute stressful to the max. Holy shit, but like such a great game. Then, you know, the Ohio State game was a great game. They went back and forth and were battling with Villanova. And then the MSU Duke game was a phenomenal game.
That was a fun game to watch.
I said it. I was like, I want both these teams to lose, but I want them to just keep playing forever because this is so much fun to watch.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I was glad I wasn't a fan of either team because, oh my gosh.
Just experiencing it as like, you know, as an unbiased fan was very fun. And then it worked out. I mean, MSU lost in the end, and I'm very okay with that. I don't know if you guys are aware that I dislike that specific school.
But, very strongly you do. Very I've strongly.
Heard I've heard you aren't fond
couple of times. A couple times. But let's go back to, you know, Saturday was a hell of a day for us. Mm-hmm. Went to Chrysler for the women's game first. And it started out, American was up 8-4 in like the first like 4 or 5 minutes or something. And then halftime, it was like 38-12 or something like that. It was just an unreal run that they went on.
Well, they ended up winning by 30, I think.
Yeah, it was like 32 team, something like that.
The kids behind us were talking about, like, man, I got Michigan by minus 29 and a half. I need to keep this spread alive. They were kind of going back and forth, but I think they did end up winning by 30 or more.
Gotta love those gigantic spreads in March Madness in the first round. God. And you're just like sweating out if they're going to foul or not foul
right
on the last possession. You know, when do they call they're down 19 points. Are they still trying to like extend the game? You know,
dude, I remember me and Ani were at Frazier's last year for March Madness, and we put money on the Michigan game. And I think I like live bet Michigan like minus 9.5 or something. And or maybe it was I don't know what it was, but I was like getting down to like the last 20 seconds of the game. I'm like, God damn it, like I need them to foul right now, but like there's no way they're gonna foul. And they fouled, and I was like, let's fucking go. People behind me were like pissed. There were some like old people that were like, oh god, they're betting on games, like da 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 da. I was just so hyped for a 10-point lead.
These damn kids.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's a great day, obviously, to follow your, or great weekend to follow your bracket and stuff, but then like putting in bets and me and my buddies did this all weekend long. Well, we've done it for the past few weekends with the conference tournament and everything. Just straight up live betting. We just say, all right, we're doing it right now. Here we go. Google flip a coin app and take whatever the coin says, and we ride with it. And the coin on conference tournament weekend was 12-2. We're like worshiping the coin.
Holy shit.
And we're still up. It's still hot. So
that's awesome.
It's just been an unreal stretch here for us.
Ride the coin flips, baby.
Ride the coin. So it's been fun. But back to the women's game too. I mean, just straight up domination. Naz Hellman can't stop her. You just can't stop Maddie Nolan. You can't stop anybody, really. Layla was doing her thing too. I mean, that team is super fun to watch, and I'm really, really hoping that they make a run now, because like I want this team to be able to hang like a Final Four banner up. That would be absolutely incredible.
That'd be fucking awesome. Yeah, I mean, you said their next game's gonna be pretty tough though against Villanova. They finished season what, 21-3? You said,
yeah,
on a 21-3 run or something.
This is the craziest thing I've ever seen. So Villanova's women's team, they started out the year 3-5, ended the year 24-8. So they, after going 3-5 in the beginning of the season, went 21-3 to finish the year. That's like awesome. Unheard of.
Yeah, that's a crazy stretch right there.
Took them a few games, I guess, to iron out the details or something. I don't know.
I guess.
Yeah. So we'll see. I haven't looked at like any spreads or anything like that. I don't know. I'm assuming we're favored because we're the higher seed, but
right.
Still, I mean, it's not going to be any walk in the park. So Monday night, if you are around Monday night at 6 o'clock in Chrysler, I'll be there for sure. But we need to pack that arena again and give them an advantage. I hope the students are there too. That would be awesome for the Maze Rage to show out again too.
Yeah, I feel like the Maze Rage did a pretty good job, but obviously with like Michigan, the men's team playing right after, I think a lot of people were probably already at the bars and watching March Madness and whatnot. So hopefully Chrysler can get packed tomorrow.
For sure, for sure. And then, so after that, we rolled it right into the men's game. And I mean, I don't know about you guys, but like after the Colorado State game, I was like, all right, I'm satisfied with whatever happens, right? We got past that. We got one upset, right? Got past the first round. You know, Tennessee is an incredible team. Like, really good. If we go out and lose to that team, I'm not going to be disappointed, right? So I went in with like no expectations, but then all of a sudden we're playing well and in it. And then I immediately am like, I'm going to die if we lose this game.
Yeah, no, I mean, even in my bracket and everything, I had Michigan losing to Tennessee. I think I made a couple bets. I eventually ended up live betting Michigan to win, I think, start of the second half. But, if they would have one tournament win, I would have been happy. But now I'm like, fuck yeah, let's go. They're making it to the second weekend of March Madness, and they just took down a really good Tennessee team that I actually had going to the final. So I'm more than satisfied.
Yeah, I mean, this Tennessee team, like people, I don't think people realize how big of an upset that was. To put it into perspective, Michigan, that was the first time that we had won consecutive games since like February 10th.
Yeah,
I believe it was. And then that, so there's that part, right? Which is enough on its own. And then on Tennessee's side, they had only lost two games in the last month, since I think it was February 18th when they lost their third game. So just like insane. They were so hot, just won the SEC tournament, won their first game by 30 plus, like unreal for Michigan to just pull something out of the hat and absolutely, you know, throw down on Tennessee and come out and win that game. I was not expecting that whatsoever.
Well, I think all of us were pretty baffled about Michigan only being down 5 at half. Yeah. With all the turnovers they had in that first half, I was like, holy shit. Like, it's a blessing right now that they're only down 5. And they stayed in it and had some big plays, man. And, I mean, that was a roller coaster of emotions in that game. And it started to feel like March Madness for Michigan. And, like, I had hope, you know, a lot of hope for them to, like, start moving far. So I feel like I'm going to be pretty bought into the rest of these games coming up. But just a fun time watching that game. Fun to see T. Will come in and have two putbacks, like huge putbacks, on the offensive glass. God. That was fucking incredible. I got so hyped when he I think he drilled a 3-2 when he came in. I think he had all his 9 points in the second half.
He had 6 in the last 5 minutes. I know for sure.
It's fucking awesome.
It was the most clutch couple putbacks I've ever seen, because we didn't have good possessions and clunked him off the rim, and he just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, out of nowhere. Literally appeared near the basket. Where did this guy come from?
I was literally like, who was that? Like, I had no idea who it was at first. And then it was Teeble. I'm like, let's go. Holy shit. That was unbelievable.
And Hunter had another huge game. Dude. He went 3 of 5 from three. He's the best shooter on the team.
He literally is our best shooter.
It's fucking insane.
I made the mistake of rewatching the last 5 minutes again today, and it was just as stressful. I was like transported back to like watching it live.
Eli had a quiet 23. I didn't even think he had a big game, but he like killed it.
Absolutely killed it. When we needed somebody, he played really well, especially with Devontae out in the second half. And you know, shout out Frankie once again. Frankie, I wouldn't say he put up great stats. I'm not looking at the stats, but it wasn't like he had 20 plus points, but he's just doing really well with handling things coming in, you know, not with zero starts on the year prior to the first weekend of March Madness. And then just calm, cool, and collective, you know, running the point.
Yeah, he did his thing. He wasn't trying to do too much. He's just such a playmaker, and he's so good around the rim that he had a couple real nice plays. But, he played 30 minutes. Stat line doesn't show a whole lot. I mean, he got some rebounds, a couple assists, but he seemed to be in the right place at the right time the entire time he was out there.
Yeah, man. I'm really proud of how everybody played. This was, you know, the thing is that this is one of those games where early in the year, things are going wrong. We're turning the ball over. Some shots aren't hitting. Caleb Houston's nowhere to be found. Don't want to talk too much crap, but like that was a struggle. But normally, you know, when we've had these types of games earlier in the year, we completely fold. Just like, you know, all of a sudden we don't know how to run an offense anymore. We can't get a rebound, you know, that type of thing. We're letting people just run by us on D. But these guys fought back, which I thought was just incredible for them to do against a really good Tennessee team too.
Yeah, I thought they battled hard, played really well, and hey, positive vibes only for Caleb Houston. It can only go up from here. You can't have a worse, you can't score less points than you already didn't score or did score, whatever makes sense there. So let's see Caleb have a big game in Sweet 16.
I hope so.
God, I hope so. But, I mean, for Musa to have 13, obviously Hunter's 27 was gigantic. For Eli to have 23 is pretty incredible to your point, Jack. I mean, he's got maybe have scored 20 points, a couple times this year, if that.
Honestly, I think he's scored 20 points a decent amount.
Really?
I'm going to pull it up because I remember somebody like seeing a stat or something out there, but it's almost like, it's like how Michigan either like win by 10 or lose by 10. Like that's what it seems like it is with Eli.
You could be right. How about that hook shot? That was an absurd shot. I was like, what are you doing? And then it goes in. That was a classic. No. Yes, let's go.
Shades of Xavier Simpson there.
Absolutely. Captain Hook.
You are right. Only a couple times or a few times. He had 22 against UNLV on November 20th. 20 against Nebraska on February 1st. And then that 23 piece he had last night. But his last five games, he scored at least 14 points. That's like pretty, I feel like this year he's been like super, just like quietly scoring double digits. Like I don't feel like he's scoring that much, but he's, mm-hmm. I mean, his points per game is 12.8. I mean, I guess that's kind of right around where we expect it to be, but I mean, Eli's getting hot at the right time. He's playing well at the right time. That's all that matters.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just thought, you know, honestly, stats aside, I just loved how they played yesterday. They played tough. They played physical. They rebounded and played through, you know, stuff that was going on with Devontae going down. Like it was just they every punch that they took, they countered with another one, which mm-hmm. I just love to see. And that's what March is all about. If you want to be good in March, you have to deal with stuff, right? And so, especially with everything that's gone on through the entire season, this was such a big win for this team and program after the whole Juwan incident. You know, I even saw like Janine and Juwan, I think, were super emotional after that one because they've been through a lot, you know, self-inflicted, obviously, hand up, but they've been through a lot. People are now, you know, targeting them in a lot of, things. And so I just love that they were able to come back and get this W.
You're such a hater.
How is that hating?
You know, self-inflicted. Juwan Howard, self-inflicted. Fuck off. Are we not going to talk about his embrace with Kennedy Chandler last night?
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. I'm just saying you better follow that up with, you know, some good news.
But what about Juwan's coaching in that last 5 minutes?
I wanted to ask Ro, because I know he's been super negative vibes only about the lineups. The lineups and the switches and you know, getting people in and out.
Go clip what I just said. I said you took the one thing that I said negative, and I had like 10
other. You said like one kind of like passively positive thing. They've been through a lot, self-inflicted. Glad to see there was a win. Duh. I don't know how much positive you actually said there.
Positive vibes only fighting back here.
I'm pissed. Your negative vibes are bringing me down.
I think you're crazy if you're going to say that it wasn't self-inflicted.
It wasn't. I don't think it was. I think, again, we'll go back to it. I think he was defending his player. That's all it was. That's not self-inflicted.
I'm not going to go into this.
He's not just walking around slapping people.
Okay. You're insane. All right. I'm going to move past this. All right. To your point, I loved it felt like finally, honestly, though the rotation worked. And because not to be negative vibes only, but I was like, we need to get T. Will in the game instead of Brandon Johns. That was my thought process. And finally it happened. And it worked, obviously.
What a fucking game for T. Will. That was awesome. God. Big time buckets when we needed him. Like, he was just clutch. He was like Sean D. Brown. Like, you put Sean D. Brown in, you know, you get some clutch buckets. Like, if you need to get some energy or anything.
All year, what we're missing on this team is a Sean D. Brown who can come in and drill a three or make a couple buckets or get a stop.
Yep. Yeah, I thought he played incredibly well. Brandon Johns, I mean, he did he start that game?
No.
But he had the least amount of minutes off the bench. He only had 8 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, 8 minutes.
He didn't score anything. He was 0-for-1 from the field. He did have a steal. Got to give him props there. But he played the least.
I think not to hate on Johns, but I think T-Will's got to get all those minutes going forward.
I agree. Established himself as the first guy off the bench.
Yeah, if the only reason you would put Johns then at this point over T-Will is if T-Will needs a breather. Or Johns is hot, you know, because he can get hot. We know that. If he gets hot, then you let it ride. But I think T-Will's earned that at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Frankie's earned his minutes. You know, for him to play 30, I mean, that's pretty unreal for a bench player to play 30. Obviously, the starting point guard went out in the second half. So that's why. But still. Pretty crazy, but I think Frankie's earned like 20 minutes at least at this point. Him and Devontae can kind of share it.
Yeah, and I like that too. I mean, you can have, you know, if you want to bring Frankie in, you put Devontae at the two, let Eli get some rest, and you know, they can kind of do a little bit of rotation.
Eli does not rest.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's got 39 like minutes. If he needs a rest, like, now you can put Devontae at the two for a little bit, get Frankie in there, and then switch him back out or whatever. But, I'm confident with all of our guards right now. I mean, they're all playing very, very well. Devontae got hot at the right time. Obviously, he got hurt. We don't know how long he's going to be out. I'm assuming he'll be back in time for the next game. But, good problem to have. I mean, Kobe Bufkin didn't even get in that game yesterday. I thought that was interesting.
He hasn't gotten in now in a few games, I don't think.
So
I don't think he got in against Colorado State.
No, because honestly, I was thinking, I was like,
Indiana either.
I was like, why wouldn't they put in Kobe for Houston since he's not hitting his shots, just to like, you know, switch things up a little bit.
That would be my only criticism of Juwan's rotation in this game is, hey, when Caleb Houston's obviously not on, let's try something else and see if that'll work. Because it was pretty obvious early on that Caleb wasn't working. I just don't know if he deserves, like, if he's 0-for-4 to still get 32 minutes. You know, I don't know.
I'm with you. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And I also think yesterday Hunter played 38 minutes, which is probably his season high. He averages 32. Like, that is zero break for him. And I think we needed it. That was huge for him to stay in the game because their big guy without Hunter in was about to go crazy, you know? So That was big.
Yeah, they couldn't handle Hunter.
There were definitely a couple moments late in the game where I was like, okay, Hunter looks gassed, like, on TV.
You thought so?
Oh, he was gassed. I'm sure he was.
He was kind of like...
Every time I saw him get some TV time, he was, like, hyped as fuck. So, I think he was
feeding off it. Well, yeah. It was perfect because he was playing a little bit passive, and then the other center, Tennessee center, I can't remember what his name is, but he started talking shit to Hunter, calling him little, and then all of a sudden, Hunter got going. That's all he needs.
I'm beautiful.
Somebody tell him that his mom's ugly or something. Because, like, we got to get him going somehow.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we just got to get in his DMs before the game and piss him off.
Honestly, it feels like that. It feels like that. But, man, that was a fun game. It turned into it was a great day. Honestly, and now it's a great weekend. It's been fun, and I mean, we have to talk about it. I think Michigan's a blue blood. 5 consecutive Sweet 16s. Like,
yeah, been a blue blood
through. I mean, it's an argument.
Past decade, I think past decade they've been a blue blood. No question.
15 years, I think.
Yeah, whenever Beilein got there.
Yeah, I mean they were not great for the first couple years of Beilein until he turned it around, but like. If you talked about the last decade for real, like I'm pretty sure. Well, since Kentucky lost, I'm pretty sure now we definitely have the most tournament wins in like the last 5 years.
Wouldn't shock me.
Duke might be up there with us too.
That's insane. I'd love to see the like numbers run to like really compare, but like. If you would have told me that when I was a little kid, I'd be like, what?
That's I saw Scott Bell reminiscing on it on Twitter. He posted like a throwback to I think it must have been our first Sweet 16 in like 2013, 2012 or something. Mm-hmm. And must have been 2013. I think that was our first like actual March Madness run. And he said something like, yeah, you know, I went to this in this moment because I didn't want to miss it because I didn't know when it would happen again. Because it hadn't happened for like 15 years prior to that. And so for now, all of a sudden, it's like 5 Sweet 16s in a row, 2, you know, national title games in the last 10 years. Like it is a crazy difference from where Michigan was, you know, back in the early 2000s to now being at the top of college basketball.
So 247 just put out an article last week with the most NCAA tournament wins since 2010. Kentucky is number one with 31. Duke is number two with 26. Kansas and Gonzaga are tied for third with 25. Carolina is fifth with 24, and then Michigan has 22, and little brother Sparty has 21.
And now, so that was last week. So now we have 24. MSU has 22. Kentucky has whatever they started with because they lost in the first round like losers.
Exactly.
Feels good.
Yeah, that's
does
pretty much the definition of blue blood right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a small sample size. That's a decade. Like it's incredible what's going on here. And you know, for MSU, it's a tough scene because they've gotten out of the first weekend like once in the last 5 years. So I've been told that their coach is a Hall of Famer, but it just doesn't quite seem like he's coaching like a Hall of Famer would. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just
poverty program.
Yeah, I have a source that says that he's a Hall of Fame coach, but I'm going to get rid of that source.
Yeah.
Is your source Justin?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Yeah, I feel like that was like a Nate moment.
I call him negative Justin.
Whoa.
It's pretty accurate.
I don't know. I will not take the negative name right now because I'm in such a good mood. I can't possibly be negative. I said 78 positive things on this podcast so far and like one negative, and you shit down my throat the moment that it came.
See, look, he's being so negative right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's just too jag.
This is why we need an intern, because we need a positive negative counter just for Roe. And I guarantee the negatives will always outweigh the positives.
Get out of here.
If anybody that's listening to this will go back and put the counter in the comments on YouTube, we'll send you a free shirt.
It's a good deal.
I need to know.
Today I 100% will take that bet. It's been way more positive than negative today. 100%.
If you say so.
I'm a positive guy. All around positive guy. Okay. So to wrap up Saturday, Michigan hockey just casually went to Minnesota at their place and won the Big Ten championship. So yep,
can't forget about that. They're the number one overall seed in the Frozen Four tournament, NCAA Four, tournament yep. For hockey. So I mean, that's huge.
What was the final score there? I thought it was
4-3.
4-3. It was 4-1 at one point.
That's what I thought.
Oh wow.
Was a final score,
Minnesota started coming back.
Well, I think they scored some late goals. I don't know if they pulled their goalie or what. I was not watching. There were times last night at Cirque when I had 6 Bud Lights in my hands. That is no exaggeration.
That is impressive.
I can confirm you were at least quadruple fisting at one point.
Yeah. Which also, side note, Cirque, $8 for a Bud Light.
It's a fucking joke. Vegas.
What are we doing?
It's a fucking joke, man. It's the most expensive beer in Ann Arbor.
That's the most
expensive in Michigan. Beer in
Michigan.
Incredible. Maybe in Michigan. It's insane. Figure it out, Cirque. Love your venue, but your prices are fucking insane.
I DM'd him. I let him
I know. Saw that. That was a tweet.
Did I tweet it too?
I thought I saw it on a tweet, and I was like, oh my goodness.
I don't know.
I might have.
Good.
I don't know.
Should have. Got to call him out.
I mean, the good news was I did get the DJ to play Pump It Up at the bar, and it slapped. So,
oh, there you go. Love it.
Yeah. That was fun. I will, when that song comes on, I turn into a child that I'm just like the happiest little kid on Christmas morning. I was jumping up and down, and everyone around me is like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
What's this old fucking guy doing?
Yeah. And I'm almost 30 in the bar, too. I will say, outside of the beer prices, Cirque is a very good time with karaoke on Saturday night, because it's like they play the bangers in between, and then the karaoke songs you just belt out singing along. It's a good time.
I've got mixed emotions on that. I don't like it.
I used to not singing karaoke or something.
Like, I don't know. I just, like, don't want to go to a bar and hear karaoke, you know? Like, unless it's, like, a theme night. Like, Saturday night, you should not be doing karaoke. Or, if you are, don't do it in your main fucking room. Do it in the back or something.
I don't totally disagree. I used to be a hater on it, but that was when I was negative, and now I'm positive. So, count that one for the negative tracker for Jack, please. Thank you.
That's fine.
Thank you. And positive for myself. Yep. So.
All right. I'll take it.
Mark that's that fair. Down. Thank you. So, anyways, I mean, what an unreal weekend for Michigan. What are the other sports?
Baseball swept Dayton.
Wow.
Our boy TB3, Ted Burton, he went
two bombs.
It was two bombs. I think he went four for something, but he had two bombs, a double, and 8 RBIs. And four hits overall. Fucking incredible day for him.
Wow. Jeez. What is that? Lou Gehrig?
Must be. Apparently.
My God. Unbelievable.
I don't know what softball did, though. I don't know if they did. They didn't play. Okay, that makes sense. It's like, I don't remember seeing anything.
Yeah, they were trying to schedule a game on Saturday, and everyone's like, there's way too much going on Saturday. So,
yeah,
it's not going to happen. So, and then wrestling, Unfortunately, I don't think they won the national title at LCA. Okay. I do think that they, some guys might have gotten some individual stuff. Just at the top, Michigan sports, Michigan athletics is just like running the world.
Women's gymnastics, they won Big Tens, right?
All right. So we were runners up for the national championship for wrestling.
Okay.
And then we have one natty champ at 125 pounds, which
Fuck.
Just kind of blows my mind that you can be 125 pounds and be like incredibly strong and fit and like kick people's ass.
Well, he's also wrestling other people that are 125 pounds. Not to diminish it. He would kill me.
I was just going to say, I'm 215 and he'd kick my ass. I'm 100% sure of it.
Pound for pound.
Those kids are just alive. Built different. They're fucking built psychos. Different.
They are insanely, wild. So
I can speak for
Nick
a fact.
Kinch, I got to give the shout out.
Fucking wrestler and he's crazy.
Well, Kinch,
hope you're listening.
Nick Sirianni, shout out to him. I just got a text from Jacqueline that says Nick Sirianni is a crazy man. So
there we go.
Confirmed. Math checks out.
There we go.
The math checks out. And then the what'd you say? The women's gymnastics team won the Big Ten?
I believe so. I think they're so Big too. Ten. They won the Big Ten.
They're basically like the Yankees back in the day. Like they are just
they're fucking dynasty, dude. Plotky's got them going.
It's like the Pats. Wow. They're like the Patriots. It's unreal.
Oh.
And they keep reloading.
Dude, man, they're fucking sick.
Can't be stopped.
Mm-mm.
Cannot be stopped. So, hey, March. People are talking about just renaming March Michigan on the calendar.
I've heard that.
I heard that was in the bill with the daylight savings time. We're trying to sneak it in there.
So are they getting rid of daylight savings?
That's what I'm hearing.
Interesting.
We're going to switch to daylight savings time and not switch off of it.
Which is where we're in right now, correct?
Right.
Thank God.
No I'm in. Clue. I'm okay if we stay in this one. Yeah, I like it when it's lighter later.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So get ready.
I don't need sunshine at 5:30 in the morning.
Some dark.
The only thing is, it is difficult to wake up sometimes when it's dark out.
Yeah, just gotta have that coffee pot set on a timer.
I know you wake up at insane times anyway for work, so it's
It's always dark when I wake up, no matter what.
Yeah.
If I'm opening at least, like tomorrow, I'll probably wake up at like fucking 10 o'clock just for fun.
Just whatever.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like that. Oh, man. So here we are going into Villanova as well for men's and women's basketball now next weekend. Crazy. I know the softball team plays 5 games this week as well. They play a couple MAC squads, I believe, in the middle of the week. And then host Nebraska, Big Ten opening weekend for Big Ten play for softball. So
we might have to roll out there.
Yeah.
What do you say? What day do they have them at home?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. So, maybe we go Saturday. Maybe we have a little Saturday fun day because we got that concert for. Yeah,
we're going to the Blind Pig for Vaughn.
Yeah. Shout out Vaughn, site manager from Mason Brew. Going to check out his band on Saturday, Blind Pig.
If you guys want to come to the Blind Pig and see us, we'd love to see you.
Hell yeah.
It was great to meet a couple people from Twitter as well. If you're listening out there at Chrysler, that was awesome.
Saw some Blue by 90 merch as well. Saw a couple Pump It Up shirts.
Oh yeah.
Saw a few Maddie Nolan jerseys. Joy Velasquez jersey out there was pretty cool. It's
one of one spreading. NFT.
It is NFT, baby.
Yeah, it's fun. So yeah, you guys got anything else here? I mean, we've covered it. Here's the deal, a little sneak peek for you. So if you're listening to this on Monday night, we're gonna do a little interview with a special someone that's part of the basketball program that was wearing
our shirt. Very excited for it.
That's Terrence Williams the second, if you're wondering. Ann Arbor Bad Boys.
Third?
I believe.
Second? Is it second?
We'll have to ask him.
We can ask him. Well, should we ask him why he's not just junior?
That's why I'm thinking it might be the third.
I'm pretty sure it's the second, though. But why the Bad Boys shirts are still alive. Sorry, what?
Why is it not junior, junior?
Junior, junior.
It is the second, so junior.
Okay, yeah. So I'm correct for the 700th time. What else is new?
Got a lot of sevens you're throwing out today.
we'll be giving you guys some great content there. Hopefully that's going to be fun. Obviously having the hero on right after is awesome, but shout out the Ann Arbor Bad Boys shirts too. So those are still on blueby90shop.com. You can grab those. I mean, you got to get them now. The squad's going to be wearing them. So
yeah,
go get those. It's going to be a hell of a scene when they walk into San Antonio wearing them. We will have that next podcast out coming up here this week, and then we'll talk about the upcoming weekend and recap it later this week as well. But with that, you can follow us at BlueBy90 on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We're on the Mazin Brew YouTube channel as well. We appreciate you. Go Blue.
Go Blue.
Go Blue.